You need to take advantage of the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-Pack. Everyone loves the Thunderstorm. It doesn't take up any floor space, there are no filters to replace, and it's only one-third the cost of those big, bulky air purifiers. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use discount code Howie.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Has ByteDance spied on American citizens?
Yep!
I don't think that spying is the right way to describe it.
How would I describe it? It's like...
Spying. Spying.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Tell me how you analyze a Brady motion.
How I analyze a Brady motion?
Yes. Do you know what a Brady motion is?
He doesn't know.
You know, but he doesn't know.
What an idiot!
Like Jill, the first lady, the first full-time lady, the first lady who works full-time, in addition to being the first lady.
I would like to extend to you an invitation to the pants party.
Excuse me?
The party, the pants with the pants. Party with pants.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Jill Biden works full time. I think she teaches 2 courses, 2 days a week. I used to do that many years ago at Boston University. That was in addition to my job at the Herald, my Boston Magazine column. I think I did a lot of radio work and TV work, too. I mean, it was hardly full-time. And I had to grade all the papers, too, because it was an introductory journalism class. You know, the only way you can consider that she's working full-time is if you're like Joe Biden himself, who's never had a real job. That's the only way you could consider something like that. Maybe 2 hours a week. You've seen her doctoral dissertation. I should be making air quotes, but it doesn't even rise to that level. It's so preposterous. She doesn't have any academic credentials, real academic credentials. It's just nice to be a wife of an elected official in one of the most corrupt, tiny, rotten borough states in the union, which is, of course, to say Delaware. Biden's approval down to 41%. And that's...
Come on, man.
No, excuse me. It's down to 38% now. It's 38%. It was... So
these are facts. Check them out.
You know, I know that these numbers don't really mean much ultimately, and it's a snapshot in time, as they always say. However, you know, the recurring question here, as always, is how can 38% of the people be happy about what's going on in this country? I mean that. I know much more than 38% of the people do not have full-time jobs. They don't. They unless you include loafing and taking drugs, and scamming the welfare systems, but they don't work. But still, I mean, the country is not safe. It's overrun with illegal alien criminals. The price of everything is through the roof. There is still no accountability for all of the multiple disasters that have been visited upon the country in over the last few years, starting with COVID and starting with Dr. Fauci and the fact that he is still being lionized by the likes of Ken Burns. Talk about overrated. Talk about a guy who's passed his expiration date. 2 guys passed their expiration date, Ken Burns and Dr. Anthony Fauci. So 38% of the people are happy. I'm not buying that. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. He scored his lowest approval rate, 36%, last July as the country was in the midst of rising prices for gas and groceries as the highest inflation in four decades ravaged the economy. Well, I wouldn't say the economy is in really a chipper condition right now, would you? I mean, inflation is still ravaging the budget of most Americans. The stock market is not doing well. The banks, I mean, when you have concerns about where your money is and whether or not you're going to be able to get your money out of the bank. And if you're not thinking about that, you're not paying very close attention. Doesn't matter if you have $250,000 more or less. This is not a good sign. And yet everybody's just, he's just going to bail us out. Didn't you see Janet Yellen, the Treasury Secretary, the one who looks like Captain Kangaroo without a mustache? She said that they're going to guarantee everyone's deposit. Yeah, by printing more money. How's that printing more money thing working out for you? Right. How is shutting down domestic oil and gas production working out for you? How's having to import LNG, liquefied natural gas, into New England? How's shutting down all the coal plants, the coal-fired plants? You know how many coal-fired plants there are left in New England? One. One. So what happens down the road with all this? And all they keep talking about is doing away with fossil fuels. They're going to switch over because we have a climate time bomb. Climate time bomb. 844-500-4242. 508, it's probably 38% approval, although half of that 38% are respondents from nursing homes. Yeah, well, you know, they vote too. They get voted. They bring in the absentee ballots and the nice young fellows with beards and sandals. I'll make sure that they vote the right way.
I stole the election.
That's right. He stole the election. He's put together the most inclusive
We have put together, I think, the most extensive and inclusive voter fraud organization in the history of American politics.
And then there's China. And all the money, the millions upon millions of dollars that's flowing from Red China into the Biden family coffers. So many of the Bidens. Six or seven, they're saying, members of the family have gotten it. They've got at least 11 deals that they're looking at that they've already gotten or about to get banking records from the federal banking authorities about the Bidens. And yet, when KJP, the semi-literate press secretary, is asked about this, she says it's all lies. It's all lies. These are documents, records from Biden's own administration. And she says they're lies when she's asked about it by Peter Ducey. Cut one.
Thank you, Kareen. House Oversight says they've got bank records showing a Chinese energy company paying three Biden family members through a third party. What were they paid for?
Look, I'm just not going to respond to that from here. Look, we have heard from House Republicans for years and years and years how the inaccuracies and lies when it comes to this issue. And I don't even know where to begin to even answer that question, because again, it's been lies and lies and inaccuracy for the past couple years, and I'm just not going to get into it from here.
I don't where to begin. What happened to the word no? I don't where to begin. Why don't you begin by telling us the truth rather than just repeating lies? So what that amounts to is she's lying about lying. Is that a double negative? Does that make it okay? 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Yellen is more like an aged Mason Reese. She looks like a lot of different people. That would be a good poll question at some point in the future on a slower day. Who does Janet Yellen most resemble in the world of showbiz and celebs? I don't know who I've got to think about that one. The United States recently hit the debt ceiling of $31.4 trillion, and yes, we should be scared. Congress is squabbling, and with the Democrat Party in power, we sit in an unprecedented state of danger. If the U.S. defaults on its debt, interest rates will skyrocket, and economies across the globe will collapse. This means hardworking Americans will have to pay for the sins of President Biden's overreaching spending sprees. There is, however, good news. When the value of the dollar plummets, gold holds its value. Learn how to protect your retirement by getting Monetary Gold's free protection guide. Call them at 800-267-6500 to protect your retirement money from the careless spending of the Democrats. The current debt ceiling problems pose unprecedented economic threats, and Americans are racing to buy gold before the country defaults. This free guide is here to help you protect your money before it's too late. Call Monetary Gold, 800-267-6500. That's 800-267-6500. I'm Howie Carr.
Why do we have the jump line? Well, because we can't be serious all the time.
A little nonsense now and then is relished by the wisest man.
The Jump Line, weekdays at 5, right here on The Howie Carr Show. He's fighting for the little guy.
Ask him to go in there with all I've got and win just one for the Kipper.
He's Howie Carr.
You may not have seen this, but Politico had a story today about Kristen Sinema, the senator from Arizona, who's now an independent. And she caucuses for committee assignments with the Democrats, but otherwise she doesn't hang out with them. Because she can't stand them. Say what you will about Kristen Sinema, you got to like that, right? She shares that with all of us. So she's quoted in Politico today saying she can't stand having lunch with the Democrats. She just never does that anymore because she said it's just a bunch of old dudes with eating Jell-O. And she said that the people from the North and the West put Cool Whip on their Jell-O. And the people from the South put cottage cheese on their Jell-O. Either way seems pretty hideous to me. But anyway, that's the setup for the poll question today. It's brought to you by MyPillow. I love MyPillow's products. I sleep with their pillows. I wear their slippers. I dry off with their towels. Now you can enjoy all of their products with great discounts by using the code Howie at MyPillow.com. From pillows, towels, slippers, and even their Giza dream sheets, go to MyPillow.com and use code Howie for amazing discounts. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Today's poll question, which you can vote in at HowieCarshow.com, is Senator Kyrsten Sinema says she doesn't like lunching with Democrats because it's just, quote, old dudes eating Jell-O. Who would be the worst Democrat to eat with?
Okay, I think... go down this list slowly, because there are a lot of people you wouldn't want to be in the same county with.
Dick Blumenthal.
Yeah.
Dianne Feinstein.
Ooh.
John Fetterman.
Yeah.
Mazie Hirono. Bernie Sanders. Chuck Schumer. Or Elizabeth Warren.
I'm going to vote for Fetterman just because I'm afraid he would drool onto my nice shirt. I'd hate to, especially if they were serving marinara, that sauce that day.
25% say John Fetterman. 26% say Chuck Schumer. Third place goes to Elizabeth Warren, 19%.
But she might bring some cold crab omelet, you know, her favorite dish from Pow Wow Chow. I was very big on the Trail of Tears back in the 19th century. Cold crab omelet. Oddly, it was a very favorite dish of the Duke and Duchess of Windsor back in the middle of the 20th century. I wonder where she got that recipe from, or her Indian grandma with the high cheekbones. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. So do you remember this guy, Washington? He's up for the FAA, Federal Aviation Administration job. And apparently he was a he had some hack jobs as a bureaucrat in L.A. And he's been served several criminal subpoenas, and they're saying that he was handing out sweetheart contracts to people, politicians who were on the board that could have fired him. I mean, he's a very dodgy character, and he's also very stupid, and he doesn't know anything about aviation. And so this is. This is an aviation policy quiz that he took a couple of weeks ago. Cut five.
So Mr. Washington, can you quickly tell me what airspace requires an ADS-B transponder?
Not sure I can answer that question right now.
That's okay. We'll just keep going. So that's a pretty important part. Mm. So what are the six types of special use airspace that protect this national security that appear on FAA charts?
Sorry, Senator, I cannot answer that question.
Okay, so what are the operational limitations of a pilot flying under basic med?
Senator, I'm not a pilot, so...
But obviously you'd ever see the Federal Aviation Administration, so any idea what those restrictions are under basic med, quickly?
Well, some of the restrictions I think would be high blood pressure. Some of them would be...
It's more like how many passengers per airplane, how many pounds in different categories, and what altitude you can fly under. So, and then amount of knots. It's under 250 knots. So, okay. It's not have anything to do with blood pressure. So, can you tell me what causes an aircraft to spin or to stall?
Again, Senator, I'm not a pilot.
Okay.
He's going to replace the acting administrator, who, by the way, is also black. And he's a pilot, but they want to get rid of him because he's apparently not as politically connected as this guy Washington. But they don't have the votes, and I don't think it even has anything to do with the fact that he doesn't know anything. Because look at all these judicial nominees that don't know anything. It's the fact that he's got all these ongoing probes into his ethics and his no bid or low bid contracts that he's been handing out in L.A. So today or yesterday, they decided that they're going to postpone a vote in the committee, and this is where nominations often go to die. If you can't get the votes in the committee, you're not going to get the votes on the floor. So Ted Cruz, who also was involved with Senator Budd from North Carolina in trying to stop this guy, was pretty happy about this. Cut eight.
Last, let me say that I am glad to hear that the committee is delaying consideration of the nomination of Phil Washington. Phil Washington has been before this committee for some time now, and I think every member of this committee knows that Mr. Washington is not qualified for the position for which he is nominated.
So what?
The head of the FAA is a specialized technical job that by statute requires someone learned in aviation. Mr. Washington has never flown a plane.
That's a trigger.
He was never a military pilot. He was never a commercial pilot. He's never worked at an airline. He's never worked at the FAA. He's never worked as an air traffic controller.
He's black.
He's never worked at a company that manufactures planes. He's never worked at a company that repairs planes. One member of this committee commented to me very simply, "Nice man, not qualified."
Kind of like most of the people they nominate, though, isn't it? You know? I mean, who are they putting up there? The woman that they put on the Supreme Court couldn't even define what a woman was. We don't have time for John Kennedy's discussion with a nominee for a federal judge. This person's already, I think, a judge magistrate, which is the person in the federal court system who hears the initial appearances, presides over them. And the guy didn't know basic stuff. I mean, I didn't know the answer. If you're not a lawyer, you probably don't know the answer. But I mean, if you're sitting on the federal bench, which this guy already was, you damn well better know the answer. But you know what? If that guy screws up and doesn't know the answer, someone can appeal it. The damage is not irreparable. you get a surgeon or an airline pilot. Goodbye. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
By the way, my tie did not come here to take any grief today either. Someone said if John Fetterman spit marinara onto that tie, it would look better. I don't appreciate that. This is one of my favorite ties. And I don't want anyone saying it looks like Ukraine. This is the Los Angeles Charger tie. This is the UCLA Bruins tie. And it's beautiful. Don't you agree, Grace?
I do. I don't know if you get to decide what the tie is. I kind of feel like the tie is in the eye of the beholder. People are going to see the tie and they're going to decide what they think it is.
But in this case, it's up to me to make the decision. And I love this tie.
You know what, Howie?
I almost didn't wear it because I was afraid this was going to happen yet again.
You look very spiffy. Okay? You're classing it up here at the Howie Carr Radio Network. All right, Howard, are you ready for some news?
Yes, I'm ready.
I wanted to start with Alvin Bragg, the Manhattan District Attorney, is now backpedaling. And I wanted to know what you make of this, because I'm starting to get the vibe, the longer this goes on, day after day it's being postponed, if I were a woman on The View who'd been, you know, putting up posters of Trump in an orange jumpsuit in my room, I might be starting to get nervous.
He's really painted himself into a corner, though, hasn't he?
He has.
He may be all done either way, whatever decision he makes.
And he's mad at Trump for telling people that he was supposed to be arrested on Tuesday.
He's mad at Trump for being innocent. Why couldn't the damn guy at least be guilty?
Yeah, but he's.
Why couldn't he have committed a crime?
It said Bragg's office said that the GOP's letter only came after Donald Trump created a false expectation that he would be arrested the next day, and his lawyers reportedly urged you to intervene. Neither fact is a legitimate basis for congressional inquiry. It is unclear if Jordan or the House GOP were contacted by Trump's attorneys. So now he's miffed that Donald Trump put it out there into the world that he was supposed to be arrested. And I think he feels like Trump is the one who painted him into a corner, because now if he doesn't arrest him, there's a lot of people, Howie, and you know, it's crazy because they've had this kind of dangled in front of them before, but I think, and unless you can think of a time that I'm missing, this is the closest they've felt to it. You know what I mean? Like, this really felt like he's going to be arrested.
Yeah, but ultimately, this was fake, like Ukrainian phone call, like Georgia phone call down the road. I mean, the Georgia phone call is another thing that they say they have him on. And there's a big story in the Federalist. Maybe I'll get to it today. And it looks back. Do you remember this when the Washington Post broke the story about how he says, I want you to find 11,000 votes?
Yes.
And they used that. They used that in his impeachment over
right.
January 6th. They blew up this story in the Washington Post. And it was totally false. It was totally false. They got it secondhand from somebody it was like Cassidy Hutchinson who had heard it from somebody else, and they just ran with it because it was too good. And then guess what happened?
What?
They released the actual audio tape a month later, and none of it was true.
But they still
had it up on the boards at the impeachment hearings, and so all these things, the Russian collusion hoax. The you know, saying U.S. Soldiers dead in Europe are losers, the bounties, everything they'd said was false. And this is just another indication. So they may have been more excited, but this is just as phony as all the earlier ones.
Yeah, it was a little bit of heard it from a friend who.
Right. And you know, the thing is, and you know what the woman's, the reporter's comeback was, well, the White House, I asked the White House for a comment, and they didn't call me back. Which, that's the same thing that 60 Minutes said when they printed the false stuff about George Bush in 2004. Remember the Texas Air National Guard?
Fake but accurate.
Yeah, they you know, so we have this document. We have this document that says you're not, that he avoided military service and was actually under military law, AWOL, absent without leave, et cetera, et cetera. Now, how are they supposed to respond to that? You know, 60 Minutes is not a journalistic organization. It's a Democrat lynch mob. They're not going to respond to that any more than Trump was going to respond to, the fact that they have totally, that the Washington Post, maybe you can say they didn't make it up, but they acted as a vessel for made up nonsense. So, you know, this is, and this is just more, and now this is, actually, this is even weaker because now they have this letter of Cohen saying that what he testified before the grand jury, he's already on the record as telling the feds 5 years ago wasn't true.
Yeah, his lawyer drafted that up. But Howie, what you just said about the fake but accurate documents in 60 Minutes, is that something you learn when you're studying journalism, is that if you have a totally fake story that doesn't check out, as long as you make a call, then you CYA, as long as you call them up or email them and say, hey, we need a reply back by 4 o'clock today, you can just print whatever you want.
Yeah, but it's not the right way to go.
I'll say. Know?
I mean, because ultimately anybody can say anything. Just ask 60 Minutes or the Washington Post, just to cite these two examples, right? I mean, but they didn't care. But the thing is, when you had Hunter Biden's laptop, where it was obviously true, if you looked at it for more than a couple of minutes, they had a denial, so they went with the denial. And then they say, well, we can't sort out what it is, because they didn't want to sort it out. So that's why the media have no credibility anymore, because they're going to exercise all this caution, an abundance of journalistic caution when dealing with Democrats. But when it's Republicans, doesn't matter.
They throw caution to the wind. Well, I did read a story today that Stormy Daniels says that she has phone records that are going to be bad news for Donald Trump, and she's going to get the last laugh.
Well, what kind of phone records?
I didn't really click on it. I figured it was a big nothing.
Exactly.
It was in the Daily Mail. I mean, she lost the defamation suit against Trump. She had to pay Trump $300K.
She was ordered to pay Trump.
She has
$300K.
Probably, right?
She has not paid Trump $300K.
So I don't.
And her lawyer. And again, I repeat, Grace, we can't say it enough. Her lawyer, in this case, is in prison until 2036. Donald Trump's lawyer went to prison and is now out.
Not a lot of reliable narrators in this crew. You know, like, you don't know who to trust. Grace's News is brought to you by Toyota of Portsmouth, where I lease my RAV4. I love the staff. You get a buying experience that is easy, or a leasing experience that's easy and personalized and moves at your own pace. So car buying or leasing the way you want it to be, go to toyotaofportsmouth.com. Howie, I wanted to talk a little bit here about China in this TikTok hearing, because China said Thursday that it would oppose the Biden administration's call for Beijing-based ByteDance to sell its stake in TikTok or face a nationwide ban in the U.S. My question for you is, do you think the Biden administration has any real intent on, like, trying to get TikTok banned? I think this is all empty threats.
If TikTok was based out of Finland, I would say, yeah, it's going to get banned if it doesn't do what they want. But again, it's Brandon's paymasters.
Yeah,
they get what they want.
The spokesperson, the ministry spokeswoman, said, if the news is true, China will firmly oppose it. And I thought, well, the news probably isn't true, so I wouldn't worry too much about it. But they have been having hearings all day long on this and asking the head of TikTok, you know, are you spying on American citizens? And the real takeaway was he feels as though spying is not the way he would describe it. It almost reminded me of, it depends what the definition of is. You know,
right.
he was kind of dancing around the issue.
Right. As long as Biden is in the White House, nothing's going to be done, obviously. I mean, this is the first time I think we've ever had a president who's controlled by a foreign country. And can anyone deny that he's controlled by a foreign country?
You won't hear any denials from me. Speaking of Joe Biden, when he was VP, this is a huge story today. VP Biden's office tried to quash Bloomberg's story about Hunter Biden at his firm's request. So all those times we've been told, oh, I don't talk to my son about his business dealings and he doesn't talk to me. Well, it turns out...
It's just lies. It's just, as KJP said yesterday, this is just lies from the Republican Congress.
Right. We're expected, when you really think about it, Howie, we're expected to believe that Hunter doesn't talk to his dad about business dealings, but that Hunter's partner at Rosemont Seneca contacted Biden's communications director when he was VP. So they were in communication, but the father and son, no business between those two.
Again, it's not believable, obviously.
And the reporter from Bloomberg told Kate Bedingfield, allegedly, that she was not going to run with the story or, you know, disparage Hunter. I don't know the exact phrasing of it, but she said she will only use if her editors hold a gun to her head. She absolutely will not do the second thing. So this is, again, just going back to journalism. This is what you're dealing with.
Again, remember when all those documents were released in 2016 and they blamed it on WikiLeaks?
Yeah.
And they had all these reporters, including some fairly big names, you know, in that constellation. And they all were sending their stories to the Clinton campaign to be edited and to make sure that there was nothing embarrassing in the stories. I mean, that's totally disgraceful.
Well, Clinton did just get a job. She just did get a job as a professor, Howie, at Columbia. So maybe she was just doing a little bit of, you know, double checking for them on the grammar and stuff like that. That's it for me, Howie.
All right. Thank you, Grace. I love getting a good night's sleep, and I'm so excited because my sleep just received an upgrade. The MyPillow 2.0 is finally here. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over while you're sleeping. I know I have. The MyPillow 2.0 is designed for coolness and engineered for comfort. And just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is offering a buy one, get one free special on the MyPillow 2.0 with code Howie. Available in four levels. It's machine washable and dryable. Don't trust me? If you don't love it, you can always return it with MyPillow's 10-year warranty and 60-day money-back guarantee. Take advantage of the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one offer today by going to MyPillow.com and clicking on the radio listener square. Don't forget to use the code word Howie at checkout. Enhance your sleep quality today. Call 800-658-4965 or go to MyPillow.com and use the code word Howie. That's 800-658-4965 or MyPillow.com, code Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
He only steals from the very best.
The nine most terrifying words in the English language are, I'm from the government and I'm here to help.
Howie Carr returns after this. Looking for Howie Carr on YouTube? Well, you won't find him there.
Yee-haw! Where are you?
Watch the show live and uncensored at rumble.com/The Howie Carr Show.
It's Howie Carr's cheap bastard deal.
Oh, yeah.
Sounds too good to be true.
Oh, no, it's real, and it's a steal.
You know there's plenty more when you shop at Howie's store for another Howie Carr cheap bastard deal.
Howie Carr, the cheapest bastard around.
All right, this is a good deal. Summer's coming up, and you want to be going away. And a great place to go is Hampton Beach, New Hampshire. You know where it is. This is to Nautical Beach Properties. Make yourself comfortable at the Nautical Motel and Vacation Rentals. It's just a short walk to the sandy beach and boardwalk activities. Enjoy friendly hospitality and more daily and nightly parking available, located close to everything you need for vacationing. Morning walks on the beach, sunset cruises, a wide variety of restaurants, miniature golf, water slides, and several arcades for fun the whole family can enjoy. At nearby Hampton Harbor, you can charter boats for whale watching and deep sea fishing. Hampton Beach offers a variety of nightly entertainment at the Seashell Stage with fireworks every Wednesday night. While supplies last, right now you can purchase a $100 voucher for Nautical Beach Properties for just $50. A $100 voucher for just $50. Go to HowieCarShow.com and click store to get yours today. And with us now to tell us more about Nautical Beach Properties is General Manager Sue Winter. Thanks for being with us, Sue.
Yeah, good afternoon, Howie. It's a pleasure to be here with you.
Now, the offer is valid through next year, not valid July and August, Labor Day weekend, or during Hampton Beach Seafood Festival, and two-night minimum stay required. But other than that, it's a half-price deal, so it's pretty good.
Yes, it's a great deal, Howie. I'd like to tell people about Nautical Beach Properties. We are located right here in the heart of Hampton Beach. We are family-owned. We are family-owned, and we welcome thousands of people every year from around New England, especially Massachusetts, Howie. We offer over 70 rentals, including Ocean View units that come with air conditioning, free Wi-Fi, and off-street parking. We have a 16-unit motel. It's a fun place to stay in the midst of all the action. And we also offer 1-3-bedroom apartments and 3-6-bedroom houses. We love our repeat guests, Howie, and we look forward to new visitors making our destination a place to vacation at year after year.
So you could bring the entire family, the extended family, to some of these houses, correct?
Oh, yes, absolutely. We have a rental for everyone.
And so if you want to make a decision, if Nautical Motel and Vacation Rentals has something that would be in your wheelhouse, you can go. Is there a website they can go to, Sue Winter?
Yes, absolutely. So it would be nauticalbeachproperties.com. And we also welcome phone calls, and we're happy to answer any questions that anyone may have.
So you have standard motel rooms, larger townhouse units, and actually actual houses, and it's right within walking distance of all the action, the arcade, the semi honky tonk atmosphere of Hampton Beach is right within walking distance.
Oh yes, absolutely, right down the street. We're just steps away from the ocean.
It really sounds good. And again, Hampton Beach is not that far from Boston. It's also not that far from Portland either, you know. And it's easy to get. It's centrally located for anywhere in eastern New England, I would say.
Oh, absolutely. And it's such a fun place to visit. You know, Hampton Beach has so much to offer. They do. They have Monday night movies on the beach. They have fireworks on Wednesdays. There is something for everyone in the family to do. We have a large playground. We have free concerts, as you mentioned, at the Seashell nightly, karaoke clubs, and plenty of restaurants. We have plenty of activities for the children, including the arcades, the famous Buck's Lagoon, mini golf, and ice cream, and something for everyone.
Yeah, and it's been redeveloped somewhat. It's not as honky tonk as it used to be, as shown by the Nautical Beach Properties, which is all brand new, pretty much, is it not?
Oh yes, absolutely, Howie. They have invested millions of dollars here at Hampton Beach, and right at the end of our street, where several of our rentals are, is one of the newer bathhouses as well, which is a great convenience for our guests when they're enjoying the beach.
So while supplies last, right now you can purchase a $100 voucher for Nautical Beach Properties for just $50. Go to HowieCarShow.com and click store to get yours today. And again, if you're not familiar with the property, you can go to, and correct me if I'm wrong here, Sue, nauticalbeachproperties.com. nauticalbeachproperties.com, and you can check it out and see what you'd like to use your $100 gift voucher for $50 for.
Yes, absolutely, Howie. Thank you so much. We love our repeat guests, and we always look forward to new visitors.
Thank you.
So come
and,
on
are you open? Are you open all year round, or just when do you open?
Yes, we are open year round.
Okay, so if you wanted to get a voucher, if you want to get a gift certificate now, you don't have to wait for the season, the warmer season. You could go right now. Okay, so go to HowieCarShow.com, click on store, and check out the $100 gift certificates to Nautical Beach Properties in Hampton Beach, New Hampshire for just $50. They'll go fast, so do it now. Thank you, Sue Winter, Howie Carr.